This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, IMEMC.org, for the week of Friday, September 23rd to Thursday, September 29th. Despite the Palestinian faction's declaration of commitment to halt the display of weapons, Israel carried out its first-rate military operation against the Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. This operation killed many Palestinians and injured others, and obstructed diplomatic efforts to resume peace talks. Meanwhile, Israeli military killed three residents in the West Bank, stormed several cities, and arrested hundreds of Palestinians. 6 resistance fighters, including a leading operative of Al-Aqsa Martyr Brigades, Samir Saadi, and 4 Islamic Jihad operatives were killed in the West Bank. 3 were killed on Friday at dawn after Israeli troops, backed by 50 armored vehicles, invaded Allar village near the West Bank city of Tulkarm. The other 3 were assassinated in a pre-dawn invasion to Jenin area on Thursday. The killing of the resistance fighters is carried out as part of the Israeli military operation First Rain started a week ago, at a time the Palestinian factions decided to end the public display of weapons in the areas of the Israeli army has redeployed in the Gaza Strip and declared their commitment to the calm. Abu al-Qassam, the spokesman of Islamic Jihad movement Tulkarm, said, "We are committed to calm and preserve the right to respond to the Israeli attacks."
We are committed to the calm as long as Israel reciprocates. However, we preserve the right to respond to all Israeli attacks. Israel has ignored the agreements and the calm that existed before.
Last Friday at night, 16 Palestinian residents were killed and at least 80 were injured, 12 seriously, in an explosion during a Hamas rally in Gaza. The rally was attended by thousands of residents in addition to senior Hamas leaders and fighters of Al-Qassam Brigade, the armored wing of the movement. Hamas held Israel responsible for this explosion. Palestinian resistors fired shells at the Israeli Negev town of Sidrot, causing no damage or casualties. On Saturday afternoon, Israeli Air Force fired missiles east of Gaza City at 2 vehicles said to be carrying Hamas operatives. 4 residents were killed and 9 others were injured. Later in the day, an Israeli military Apache helicopter fired missiles at a Palestinian car in Gaza, killing Sheikh Khalil, 32, a prominent leader of Al-Quds Brigade, the military wing of the Islamic Jihad movement. A second Palestinian was killed and 5 others were injured in the attack. Meanwhile, Israeli Defense Minister Shaul Mufaz warned that Israel will resume its policy of targeting the resistance fighters, despite the latest call by the Palestinian factions for a halt of attacks on Israeli targets. Israeli gunships continued their airstrikes for almost a week against the Palestinians in the Gaza Strip in a military operation called First Rain. The operation has included the storming of several cities in the West Bank and arrests of hundreds of Palestinians who Israel claims to be either Hamas or Islamic Jihad. Senior Hamas political leaders Hassan Youssef and Mohammad Ghazal were among those arrested. The Palestinian Authority called off the summit meeting between the Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and the Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, scheduled for October 2nd. Also Sunday, the Palestinian Legislative Council delayed Monday's no-confidence vote against Palestinian Prime Minister Ahmed Qiray's government because of the latest escalation of violence in the Gaza Strip. John Dugard, special reporter of the Commission on Human Rights in the Palestinian Territories, occupied by Israel since 1967, reported that Israel is conducting major violations of human rights in the Palestinian areas. Dugard said that Israel is still expanding settlements and constructing the separation wall, an act that seriously undermines the fundamental right of self-determination of Palestinian people upon which other rights depend. Meanwhile, the wall Israel is constructing will force 55,000 Jerusalemite Palestinian residents out of Jerusalem. An additional 50,000 Jerusalemites living outside Jerusalem will be separated from their city by the wall. In his report, Dugard highlighted, in addition to settlements and the separation wall studding borders of the occupied territories, these actions also reduced the geographical contiguity of Palestinian areas. Every Friday, residents of Balayin, along with Israeli and international peace activists, peacefully protest the separation wall. Members of Israeli peace bloc, anarchists against the wall, international solidarity movement, and other movements are always present and participate in the village's peaceful activities against the wall. These peaceful protests are always met with violence by the Israeli army, which has also attacked Arab members of Knesset who have participated in the protests. Israeli soldiers arrested on Friday afternoon 10 protesters against the separation wall in Balayin village, west of Ramallah in the West Bank. Dozens of protesters were hurt after inhaling gas fired by the army. Israeli soldiers fired gas bombs and concussion grenades at international peace activists, and hundreds of residents marched peacefully towards the construction site of the wall. Soldiers also attempted to bar journalists from entering the area and declared it a closed military zone. For the International Middle East Media Center, IMEMC.org in Beit Sahur, Palestine, this is Dina Alhoud.